Hello, 103. How are you doing today? Thought I'd change my background a little bit, just mix things up a little. We're in chapter 14. Chapter 14 is on strategic behavior and how we find equilibrium when my behavior depends on your behavior, but your behavior depends on my behavior. So how do we possibly solve something like that? So here's a nice little intuitive question. It's a question that gets its source from a fellow named Ho Telling. You may have heard of that name. This is the Ho Telling problem. So for this question, just consider the intuition of the situation. It's often noticed that similar types of stores locate in the same area. For example, if there's a gas station on one corner, then there's often two or three other gas stations on the other corners. This seems similar to a prisoner's dilemma situation, and the outcome looks like it's inefficient. Why are all the gas stations congregated together? Why don't they spread out a little bit and be where the people are? To better serve customers, it would be better if the service stations were spread out. Suppose that all of the consumers were located along a single road with a length of 1 mile. Assume that the customers just go to get the gas, they go to the gas station that's located closest to where they live along the road. Let's also assume that it costs nothing for a gas station to move and that there are just two gas stations wondering where they should locate. All right, so here's our road. Here's at mile zero, and here we are at 1 mile. Part A. Where should the gas stations locate to minimize the total commuting distance of the customers? So if we want to minimize the total distance of the customers, then we want to spread these guys out. We want the first one to locate at the quarter mile mark, and we'd like the other person to locate at the three-quarter mile mark. Now, why is that the best? That's the best outcome because no one has to travel more than a quarter of a mile to get to a gas station. If you are located here, you only have to travel a little ways. If you're located way back here, you'd have to travel a quarter. If you're located in the middle, you'd be indifferent to locating, to going to this gas station, which is a quarter mile away, or this gas station, which is a quarter mile away. Mm-hmm. So that would be the socially optimal spread of the gas stations. Now, suppose the first firm locates in the right spot and defined as A. So let's call this point A. That's where the first firm goes, right there. It goes in the right spot. Where will the second firm locate? Well, the second firm says, okay, I'm going to take your position as given. And given that firm one located there, should firm two locate here? No way. What firm two is going to do is firm two is going to locate right beside this one. That's where firm B is going to be. Because when firm B is located there, how many customers does he get? He gets all of these customers, right? He gets 3/4 of the customers, and the other guy is stuck with just 1/4 of the customers. Now, part C. Given that the second firm has moved to the location in B, namely he's moved right beside the first person, where will the second firm locate? Sorry, where will the first firm now relocate? If you're this first firm, you say, oh my goodness, I don't want to be to the left of this guy. I'm going to hop over him and I'm going to move right there. And then I'll get all these customers and he'll be stuck with the short end of the stick. But of course, firm two will say, no, I'm not going to live with that. He'll go here, this guy will hop over, and this will just keep happening. These guys will just keep hopping over and hopping over one another until they're both located there. Firm A is going to be there and firm B is going to be there. Firm B will then have 50% of the market. Firm A will have 50% of the market. And they'll both be located close together, right? So where does this process end up? And how does the actual Nash equilibrium explain the observation at the beginning of the question? So both firms end up in the middle, but both ends up firms end up beside each other. And so that's why Similar types of stores often locate in the same area. They're basically dividing the market up between them. All right, so there's a case where, once again, individual behavior didn't lead to what looks like the socially optimal level of outcome, of distance. All right, I hope you have a nice day on the beach. See you next time.